views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Mary Jane, and we're on the Mary Jane Mack Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Mary Jane, and I'm with Benny today.
Hi, Mary Jane. Welcome to the show. And you are normally used to hearing Nancy's voice bringing you in. She's out a little bit of under the weather, so we wish her well.
That's
hope things are good with her, though.
So we are just going to have a nice sunshiny day between us here and have some fun.
As always. And we'd like to maybe just let's give out the number ahead of time. So you're welcome to join us on the Mary Jane Mack Show with questions about you or your pet friends. We're open to that. It's 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show. 800-930-2819. Until then, what's our topic for today?
Today our topic is how healthy is your house?
Ah-ha.
That old favorite. It's that time of year.
Especially when we're running into the fall season.
That's right.
Cleaning
we're
things up, moving
to close
things up.
And you're turning that furnace on, and you turn furnace on, and it hasn't been on in a long time.
Yep.
And you kind of smell that little burning.
And then, like, you have that little worried kind of like the worriedness kind of flows over you, and then obviously you realize, that's a little bit of the dust.
Yeah.
But then it kind of still gets in your head, though.
Exactly. And it's something to think about when you do turn on that heat. If you haven't had those vents cleaned in a long time.
Those too.
That it's like really, really important because all that dust collects in there. And then when you turn on the furnace, then you're just breathing in all that dust. The other thing is remembering to change your filters.
That should be the first thing to do away. Before
absolutely.
You even crank that sucker on, I know it sounds kind of like it's one of those jobs no one really likes to do, but at least twice a year, you got to get in either the crawl space or in the attic or somewhere. You got to clean those out.
And it makes a huge difference doing that. So take the time to get that done first, even before you turn the heat on. I know we recently just turned ours on. It hasn't been on in probably all summer. So just check it out, and if you haven't had it done, make sure you have it done. Otherwise, you're going to notice your kids are not going to feel good. You're going to have, like, allergy reactions because of all that dust. So that's number one. And if you haven't had your furnace serviced in a while, you might think about that. Having your furnace serviced keeps it working better and more efficient, and you prevent other issues with it. So that's a good idea. So there's so many things that we can go over. When you think about your house, and you think about, like, this time of year or any time of year about cleaning, and if you've got, like, your kids' room, say, your kids' room might have all kinds of stuff in it. It could be animals, stuffed animals, just toys, whatever. You really have to go over that room and vacuum it, clean the corners, because the dust settles there. And then when the kids are playing in it, it gets stirred up. And they're breathing in that dust. And you think about dust mites, and it can be pretty bad. And even though you don't really notice it that much. But when the kids are getting, like, allergy reactions, sniffly nose, and you're wondering what's going on, that it's a good idea to just check out their rooms and clean them up.
Not a bad idea. I know I have the twins, and so we're really into the Lego scene. So, you know, I try to keep up on it, too, because, you know, those little things are laying all around anyway. So while I'm doing that or cleaning up, I'm usually, you know, cleaning up those. I mean, we're talking the huge dust balls that I've seen, like, tucked away for the last couple of months now because of the season. And it's also a good time to find out that we don't need to keep going back to the stores for the things we've lost because they're right there.
Yeah.
I found them.
That's totally a good idea. And then you realize a lot of things that you didn't know you had, and it's time to clean them out and either use them or get rid of it.
In addition to, I'm not a huge fan of the little creepy crawlers, the little guys like spiders. Sorry, not a fan. Not a fan. If I'm going to take care of them now, I'll grab them. I'll put them back outside where they belong. That's where they need to belong, not in my room.
But, and this is the time they come in, too.
Exactly.
And especially when you turn the heat on, they can be in your ducts.
So, okay. I
think yeah.
All right. Well, let's. We actually have a caller. It's Susie calling in from Seattle. Let's bring her on. But also first, let's give out the number, 800-930-2819, if you'd like to join us for the Mary Jane Max Show. She's here to take calls for you. So, Susie, hi. What's up?
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, and Benny. Mary Jane, my left eye started kind of puckering the upper eyelid, and then last night it was red, and the inside of the eye kind of bloodshot. So I got some Similasan. What do you think? Is it my liver?
No, your eye is definitely inflamed. It's a little bit of a virus in there, is what it is. Yeah. So, what you got for it is probably not going to quite do it. And did you just notice it yesterday?
For about 2 days, so I've been using erythromycin ointment at night, but that didn't seem to do anything either.
Yeah, no, that's not really going to do too much either. But so what you need is some other nutrition to just help get rid of that. What about, has your stomach been bothering you?
No, actually not.
So you have a little toxic stomach, and that's where that might have started in the first place. So the
you've noticed that before.
Exactly. So that's what I would do, is use the nutrition for the stomach, the toxic stomach, and then, because all those toxins go up. And then and they could be in your eye, they could be in your ears. And I know when we talked, I thought your drains were good, but your drains are not right now.
Do them again. Okay.
Because that's how you got into this. And then just do some more nutrition for your stomach and you'll be fine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Well, have a great show. Good to talk to you.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for calling in, Susie. 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Max Show. We're here. And also not just for humans. We're here for your pet friends, too. She can help you with that. And them, 800-930-2819. So we're back to the filters, kids' rooms.
The healthy house, talking about Susie. Susie talking about her toxic stomach, that comes from the drains. And I know this time of year, the drains are always much worse. I don't know if it has to do with closing up your house. I'm not sure what it is, but definitely they're you close up your house, so now you're breathing in those gases from the toxic drains. So if you have a lot of crud and things in your drains, those gases come up and you can't smell them, but you're breathing them in, and that gives you a toxic stomach, which can cause sinus issues. It can cause eye irritation, ear issues, bladder issues. So it's a good thing to do your drains with baking soda, usually a fourth a cup, and a couple cups of vinegar. However, if your drains have not been cleaned in a while, I would just go heavy on the, I would put easily a cup of baking soda down the drain, and then just pour vinegar down and flush it, wait a while, and then flush it with really hot water and just let the water run for a while. The tubs and showers are always the worst. So when you do them, if you haven't done them in a while, repeat it in a couple of days. Especially if you notice you're got sinus issues or you're congested or just not feeling off, bladder issues, or you feel a little nauseated, that's from the toxic stomach. So when you get those things, if you do your drains, you're ahead of the game. And if you have animals and they're itching and scratching, that's often from the drains. So doing the drains helps everybody. Mm-hmm.
And what's really a good point that you mentioned about the baking soda thing, it's perfectly natural. A lot of those things go down the drain and they are biodegradable and they eat away the things that don't need to belong there. So that's a good thing, rather than using like the harsher chemicals
exactly.
that you can buy on the, on the shelves.
And the baking soda and vinegar works great.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just, you know, you have to use more.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like I say, if you use a lot of hair products or you have long hair,
yeah.
you know you're going to have to do a little more for those drains. And
sure.
just it doesn't hurt to do more. Like our drain, our one drain, Nancy was congested. And she had done it a few times, but it still was not right. So I went in there and just really heavy-dutied it, took baking soda, put a couple of cups of baking soda in the toilet, poured vinegar in the toilet. Because mm-hmm. if you got a toilet that's a problem or sometimes it gets backed up, the baking soda won't hurt at all.
Right.
And you put a couple cups down mm-hmm. and flush it and maybe repeat it, and it works great.
Yeah, I wouldn't do too crazy because we all know that's a kind of a little bit of a science experiment we had in class. You know, the
oh,
two
yeah,
vinegar.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
go
exactly.
with portions on that if you're going to do, but just repeat it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I do is I just put the baking soda in the toilet and let it sit there for a while.
Right.
And then.
Then throw down the vinegar.
Yeah, then flush it.
Not at the same time.
Yeah. But I had a client who, a long-term client for years, and I reminded her to do her drains, mm-hmm. and she had moved, so she hadn't done them in a while. And she came in the next visit and said, whoa, she said, I counted all my drains. I put the amount of baking soda I needed in this pitcher, and then I poured the baking soda in there, and she said it was just like a volcano.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
We remember those
days. And we laughed. Yeah.
It was
like, she said, I just totally forgot, and it was... all over, yeah. So that's
one way of taking care of things.
Exactly,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could also put the vinegar in the back of your toilet in the tank because it disinfects. Mm-hmm. So it'll disinfect and clean the back of the tank too. Because sometimes you lift that up and mm-hmm. it can be pretty grungy.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I remember when I first bought my house, it was about 2006. So it's been a while. I remember going through the house when I first bought it. In the back of the tank, they had it was a glass jar, and it had an open top, but it had a whole bunch of baking soda in there.
Ah.
So it would slowly cycle itself through once the tank would lower and refill back up and lower and refill
oh,
back
that's
up.
That's a really good
idea.
So
that's a pretty clever thing. I just now popped back in my head.
So it had a lid on the
yeah,
top,
mm-hmm.
and it did have holes
it? Had
in
holes,
it?
Like the old school, you punch like a... screwdriver.
That is a really mm-hmm. good idea.
And it's a space saver for saving some water,
exactly.
too, because it holds it in the tank and then it won't use as much water. So there's a way of kind of cutting down your water bill as well.
Yeah.
Little
oh, that
little.
Is really good. I haven't heard that one.
Tips
I like
and tips.
It.
There you go. Well, we are actually at our first break. Mary Jane, let me interrupt if you don't mind. We'd like to have you on the show if you'd like to join us. Those are for our listeners. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. And it's all about the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System that Mary Jane performs. And we'll come back after this break. We'll have information on also how you can get a hold of her or have an appointment set up with her. Until then, we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Jane on the Mary Jane Mack Show with the Transformation Talk Radio. So here we are talking about how healthy is your house. Benny's here with me, and Nancy's got the day off. So if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. And the song we came back with was Good Vibes by Chris Jansen. It's kind of funny, but he's all soaking up the good vibes, and we're all soaking up our toilets.
Yeah. With good vibes.
Good vibes and some baking soda.
Get that energy.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. All right, so let's go down a list of some other things you should be checking in your house. Your wires and electrical equipment. If you've got surge protectors that you've had for years, well, they don't really last for years. You know, those wires get old and frayed. And especially depending on the thickness of the cord, some of those smaller ones, they're bent, and then they leak electricity, and those things can cause you to not feel good, could cause bladder issues. So check around your house and see how long you've had some of that equipment and replace it with new equipment. I mean, when you hook up lamps, sometimes those cords could be there for years.
Yeah. And even like I said, I mentioned the boys, I cannot stop. So, you know, people running around the house, you bump them, or even when you're vacuuming or whatever, you bump and they get a little loose, they can actually be considered even a fire hazard at that point.
Yeah.
Happened to me last year. I had one of those big things on the wall, you know, like it's a 6-in-1 item.
Oh, yeah.
It got a little loose and I saw a little spark.
Ah.
Because I bumped it a couple times and it worked its way backwards.
And like, those ones that you put in the wall, they're not as secure either.
Not all of them will fit exactly.
Exactly, because I had some and I decided to not use those.
Yep.
I got them with the regular surge protectors at Costco, and when I went to use them, they just didn't fit. Now you're plugging in several outlets into that. So get the regular surge protectors. Get one with a good heavy cord to it. Doesn't have to be really expensive. Just look at you can kind of tell the quality most of the time when you look at them. And if you've had old ones, just replace it. And your TV, all your big, any of your equipment like that, computers should all be on a surge protector.
Hey, I wouldn't skip out on that. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
And it's the safety. You're not plugging all that stuff into one unit, into the wall. But the surge protector makes a huge difference for everything. So check around your house and see what you've got and replace what you need to do. Now, we could get back to the bathroom, those shower curtains. What about those shower curtains?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at mine this morning. Exactly. Like you were kind of spying on me a little bit or something. Like I was exactly feeling. I was like, this one's got to go.
Yeah.
This one's got to go. It's time.
But you have to be careful, too, when you buy a shower curtain because, you know, those vinyl shower curtains are totally toxic. And then you put them up and then you're breathing in those fumes and that can be worse than the mold and the mildew on the things. So you have to get a look for the shower curtains that are not toxic and all plastic and see what you've got. Take a look at what you've got and what you've been living with. And then let's see, what else should we do, Benny, here? We could do the heat ducts, the furnace. Mm-hmm. Oh, what about the refrigerator?
Ooh, another good one.
Oh, yeah. How about that refrigerator? You've been taking food in and out and putting things in there. And remember, when you put leftovers in there, leftovers are not good forever. They're good for maybe 3 days at the most, and then they start to lose their energy. So once, like, I score everything, the energy and vibration of it, and when you first cook things, if you use the quality food and what you use, it usually will score sometimes 10 to a 15. Okay, so now you put it in the refrigerator, and the next day, or you buy it fresh at the butcher or wherever, it's usually going to be a better high score. And so when you put it in the refrigerator, if it's really high, it might last 4 or 5 days, but if you've cooked it, it's usually 3 days. And then if you eat it after that, then you're eating food that has no energy to it. So it's nutritionally of no value. And then that's when things start to go down, or you could get food poisoning, or you don't feel good eating bad food. So either eat it or put it in the freezer. And if you know you're not going to eat it, just put it in the freezer. And then it'll be good long term. And then clean the inside of your refrigerator, for heaven's sake. I mean, say you got to sanitize it. Again, you could use the vinegar. And the vinegar will sanitize it, but take everything out or clean it regularly. And then you don't have to have a big deal one time cleaning it. You could clean it in sections so it never, the whole thing doesn't get dramatically dark, you might say. And because remember, that refrigerator reflects your health. So it's a big thing. And then clean we're jumping around here, back to the shower, back to the bathroom. So shower heads. Have you ever taken your shower heads off and looked to see what's in them? You know, they filter a lot of things that come in, but inside could be moldy and mildew. So take them off once in a while and wash them with hot water. Sanitize your doorknobs and around your house, because right now a lot of people are sick. Colds and coughing, congestion. So get these, like some sanitary wipes are not that good. There's one with the hydrogen peroxide that's even better. So when you get those wipes or disinfectants, you want to spray your light switches, your doorknobs, make sure you do your countertops. The more you keep things, the surface clean and the areas clean, like the bathroom, the less contaminated you will be from the people in your house who might not be feeling good. And the more you do that, like kids, you know, you keep things clean for the kids, they won't be as sick or contagious. And it's the same with sanitizing the kids' toys. I mean, if they're toys that can be just washed or sprayed and cleaned, you should do that on a regular basis, especially babies, things that it's on the floor and they're putting in their mouth, or even like the Legos. You know, once in a while, if the kids are sick and they're playing with that, once in a while, you could just put them in a basket and use the sink spray or something and just spray them down and wash them with the vinegar again once in a while. Then when you go to think about your living space, again, like we talked about the kids' room, it's also about your drapes and your blinds and, you know, the areas that you don't usually do. They're pretty dusty. I personally do not like blinds because they do get so dusty. I do have some blinds in my house, and they're just not that easy to clean. They're a lot more work, but you have to, and that's why you have to really get in there and clean them or vacuum them, because they really collect, especially if it's a computer room like where my blinds are. So in that computer room, you know, with things in there, it's a small space. It tends to be even attract more dust.
Well, let's do this. Let me interrupt if you don't mind. Sure. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 is the show for the Mary Jane Mack Show. And if you'd like to call in, let us know if we can help you out and or your pet friends, animals. You know, we're here to help. And if you have any questions about maybe taking care of your house, cleaning it up, the duct work, anything like that, we're here. And, of course, baking soda is our friend. Vinegar is our friend. And a lot of people have been having some stomach issues, too. We're leading into the flu season and as well as just getting – it's going around. Those contagious little bugs. So we're here to help. 800-930-2819.
All right.
I know. Yeah, if you have one more mention, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to give out our phone number, Benny, our office number.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Our number is 888-777-4232. And Rhonda's in the office to answer your questions or set up an appointment. We'd be happy to see you. So give us a call, and we look forward to all our new clients. We have so many that call us from the radio, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's go and take our bottom of the other break. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show, and she's all about the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. And if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
And it hit me. It's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just fold what all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Jane for the Mary Jane Mack Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. So we're happy to have you here today. Our office number is 888-777-4232, and the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And I thought, Benny, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I do.
Sure.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if I'm, when clients come into me or I'm scoring your house, whatever it is I'm doing, I follow a system. And that system, it's the TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System, and it's a technique of muscle testing, a form of kinesiology. So in that muscle testing, I follow the same system every time, whether you're with me or far away. Many of our clients are all over the United States, and we do phone consultations. And they could be whether you're locally, because of the traffic these days, and it's very difficult sometimes to get around. People just do a phone consultation, or you can come into the office. But we have people from the East Coast, West Coast, North, South, all over. So what I do is really fun because I get to meet lots of people and make a difference. So in that system, what I'm doing is actually checking, no matter what you say or tell me your symptoms are, I'm following the system. And in that system, your body will take me to the priorities of what's out of balance. So if your body's out of balance, the nervous system will send more conduction to that organ to try and heal it, to make it better. An example would be if you fell and you hurt your knee, it could be red, hot, and swollen. And if you put your hand on it, you could feel that heat. And even if you take your hand off of it, you could still feel the heat. So that's how it is inside your body if your body's out of balance. It's basically, you might say, red, hot, and swollen, inflamed. So when I'm following the system, the body has an innate intelligence. The body knows exactly, has every memory from the time you were conceived to the present day. So I can tap into whether it's emotional, structural, nutritional, and the body will tell me in order exactly what we need to address. And usually, so when I'm checking the body, I'm checking everything on the left side, which would be your lungs, your adrenal, your spleen, your pancreas, your kidney, your ovary, your testicle, your intestine, your colon. So all the organs on the left side. And then I'll check everything in the center. And that's your thyroid, your heart, your stomach. I check for gout, for viruses, for your bladder, your uterus, or prostate. So all the organs that are there, anything that's there and it's out of balance, it's going to show up. And then everything on the right side, again, it's your lung, your liver, your bile duct, your gallbladder, kidney, again, your intestine, your colon, ovary. I'm checking both sides. So whatever is out of balance, when I'm scanning your body and I hit a hot spot, I'm using your arm. I have you extend your arm, for example, your left arm, and I put my hand on over your wrist, and then with my left hand, I'm scanning your body, pointing to all these different points. And you might say they're like acupuncture points. So when I hit I'm going to be looking for, the body will tell me, especially the top three priorities. And when I find those priorities, those are the things we deal with. And the body will only tell me what you can handle. It won't be, it's never out of sync. So you might tell me five things that are going on, symptoms, and they are usually going to relate to the three issues that I find, or the top two. And then when we take care of those two issues, or three, then all the other things get better and the body heals itself. For example, if you have a liver, a bile duct, and a gallbladder issue, those are major concerns that affect everything. And if your liver and bile duct, or your liver, your bile duct, and your gallbladder are in low function, then the rest of your body is in low function. It's like you have a plug in your system. Now things back up and affect everything. So like with the bile duct, you could have gas or bloating, just not feel good all the time, nauseated. And gallbladder, it's similar symptoms. Feel like you're eating, you're grazing all the time. Like you have a blood sugar problem and gain weight, not changing what you're eating, but you've gained weight. And so when we identify those things and use the proper nutrition to correct them, then everything gets better. So that's why what I do is, it's like we start there, and what your body's telling me and what you're telling me, I'm listening to, and then I can, it's like a doorway into what else is going on. And I'm a holistic intuitive, so I'm able to tune in and figure those things out easily. And when I do the testing or I identify an issue, I never have any doubt. I know that what the body says, it's right on. I never question it. We do the nutrition to correct the issue, and we have predictable results. The nutrition I use is Biotics Research Nutrition. It's like the best quality product out there, and it's their science behind it is top of the line. They have a lab, and all the products that they take in are the best quality out there. So when they get products in or ingredients in, all those ingredients for that one product are tested. If they don't meet Biotics Research standard, then they're turned away. When it's turned away from Biotics, remember, they're top of the line, then it goes down the line and to the next nutrition company. If they don't take it, it keeps going down the line. By the time a lot of products in supplement stores, vitamin shops, those are what we call synthetic. Those are the bottom of the line. And a lot of them will say organic and natural. It's all about the quality of the product. And if the quality isn't right, you're not going to get the results. You're trying to do the best you can, but it doesn't work. So with Biotics, why we have predictable results is in the bottle, almost every pill is exactly alike. And that is unheard of in most other supplements, even a lot of big top brands. when they've been tested have not been the same. So that's why when we say you take so many supplements a day and you take them for so many for a week or for whatever time it is, I know that by that time, I score all these organs from a 0 to a 10 and say you're a 2, I know in a week you should be better. Some people are up to a 6, some go up to a 10 because they've got the exact formula to the nutrition actually heals the organ to get the organ functioning again and get you back to good health. It's not like doing a flush for the body, detoxing the body. We detox in a natural way that heals the body. A lot of detoxes actually just dehydrate you and flush out everything you've got, but they don't, the body doesn't heal. So that's
perfect.
Yeah.
Way to summarize it up. That's Mary Jane in a nutshell.
There you go.
Compact version. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're coming up on our last break of the hour. If you'd like to join us for the Mary Jane Mack Show, you are welcome to join us. And she's here to help you if you're going through some issues or read your energy. We can do that as well. 800-930-2819. She's all about the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. And 800-930-2819 is the number here for the show. And we'll be right back with more.
Just flesh and bone, heart and soul, and I've earned a couple scars. I've lived once in a lifetime kind of things slide right out of my arms. I struck out, I've been knocked down more times than I can count.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head-on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, though, girl, you know.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Jane, and you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. So welcome back. We're, Benny and I are having a chill day here, enjoying our people. So, and we have a phone call, Benny.
We do. And real fast, we are discussing about how, you know, getting and ramping up for the fall season, cleaning up the house, getting those drains unplugged, some extra sweeping might be included, all those little dust balls. All those are important to stay healthy in the house. We've got some natural ways of doing it. And obviously, Mary Jane's here to help out as well. If you'd like to join us on the show, it's the Mary Jane Mack Show at 800-930-2819. And we'll take Susan now, calling in from the Bellevue area. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi. Hi, good morning, Mary Jane.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
You still there?
There you go. Okay.
We got you.
How can I help you?
I was looking for a general reading there of my health. There's, you know, I'm feeling okay, but I felt a lot better, too.
Okay. So the first thing I pick up is your kidney and your bladder are off. And with kidney and bladder issues, you could have extreme fatigue or fatigue in general. And you also have a toxic stomach. So does your stomach bother you?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. So often when people, when I ask that question, people will say that. And then later when you think about it, you might think about, well, it's not so good because your stomach, it should be a 10 and your stomach is like a 60s. That means it's inflamed and that's how toxic it is. So it probably, another way that that shows up is in bladder issues. Do you have to go to the bathroom often?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a common thing. So those toxins go through your bladder and irritate your bladder, and also inflame the kidney. And this is a typical thing about what we talked about earlier. You have to clean your drains because your house scores a 3. And so you use baking soda and vinegar to clean every drain in your house, and that's a good start for you. Have you felt this way for a long time?
On and off, yeah. Over the course of the summer especially, I had sinus infection, and I didn't know where it came from.
Sinuses is bladder and kidney. It's totally the same thing. So if you've been feeling like this for a while, that, you know, you start to get used to it. But just give our office a call, and I'll be able to get you on a program and get you cleaned up and feeling good pretty fast, so you could be in good shape for the fall and for the those holidays that are going to be here before you know it. But it's about every day feeling good. There's no reason for you to not feel good and be dragging. And so happy to be there for you, but that's what's going on with you. You could start with doing your drains, and then that will help you, but you need a little help nutritionally to get you tuned up.
Okay, good.
Does that answer your question? Do you have any other questions?
Well, it certainly helps. It gives me a direction.
Pardon me?
Yep, it helps again, and it gives me a direction to start.
All right. Yeah, I just, you'll feel so much better so fast. It won't even take that long. So come on in. You can come in, or you could give us a call, and we could do it by phone, whatever you want.
Oh, good. Oh, excellent. I will give your office a call.
All right.
Thanks, Susan, for joining us. Appreciate it. 800-930-2819 for the Mary J. Mack Show. We have about 5-6 minutes left in the show if you want to join us and get in before the end of the hour for this month.
Yeah, so that's a typical call and a typical thing that I hear, Benny, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And other ways you get a toxic stomach is microwaving. So microwaving depletes the nutrition in your food, and when you eat it, it can cause a toxic stomach. There are some people that get away with it, and it doesn't bother them, but most of the time, it's a big issue. So microwaving, eating out, and your drains are the three main issues I see for getting that toxic stomach. Because when you eat out, you don't know what they do with the food.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what kind of restaurant it is. But if you have a good digestive system, you can handle it and deal with it and be okay. If your digestive system is not okay, say you have a toxic stomach, that means your stomach is inflamed. It's like swollen. And the other part of the stomach is you might need some hydrochloric acid and enzymes. So if you're lacking either one of those things, then you cannot handle food when you eat out, or you won't feel as good. You'll notice that you're have more digestive issues because of that.
Perfect. There you go. 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show. And we were discussing earlier about, obviously, we're approaching the fall season, getting into cleaning up our houses, our toilets, especially our bathrooms, underneath the house, of course, with our crawl spaces and all that. All that stuff piles up over the spring and summertime, and now we're back on it for cleaning time.
And I will say that you mentioned under the house, that's a huge deal. You know, unfortunately, rats and mice are a big deal under houses all over the area. It doesn't matter where you live. I have a friend who just sold her house, and it was in a very nice neighborhood. And she even had somebody check it, and they told her it was okay. And then she went to sell it, and she was told they had a major problem.
Had an inspector down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got really down and dirty.
Yeah. But again, if under your house, and it's common, so if you have not looked under your house, you could call somebody and get a free evaluation. They take pictures and show you it, because if under your house is bad, think about that again through your heater vents, and your heater vents haven't been clean. Some people can be really sick,
right,
with really serious issues because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have not, you know, if you got somebody in your house that you crawl under there and look at it, again, it's common.
Yep.
So,
go ahead.
And again, you shouldn't be feeding the birds and feeding animals outside, because that's how you attract them. We had an issue with them. We caught it early, but our neighbor was feeding the birds and the animals, and then they'd chicken and stuff from her refrigerator, and they'd pick it up and they'd drop it in our yard. And so then that attracts all these other
animals,
things.
Other insects.
And then she was feeding the birds.
Sure.
So we didn't have an issue for years, and then all of a sudden we did.
Little circle of life there, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but once you get it cleaned up, you'd have it checked out once in a while, and you'll keep it that way.
Yeah, and now's the time, too, because obviously it's wrapping up summer, fall's beginning, and they get very busy as far as the companies. If you want to hire out or try to get under there and do it yourself, people are massively busy. Now's the time to start looking into that, for sure.
Well, and especially because this is the time the animals are looking for a place to go in.
Them, too.
Yeah.
Not just the people to help you out. The animals and critters.
Yeah.
They got to get away from the humans.
Well, and check around your house, see if there's little holes or openings. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't want to trap them in there. You want to get them out of there.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Well, we're just a couple of minutes from the end of the show here, Mary Jane. You're all about the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. Amazing show we had. How do we get a hold of you after the show?
It's 888-777-4232 or info@MaryJaneMack. You could check out our website, MaryJaneMack.com. We're happy to hear from you. Happy to hear from you about topics you might want to hear about on the show, like your feedback. I love what I do, so going to work for me every day is just fun. And people come in and think they have serious health issues. Mm-hmm. However, for me, it's not that complicated. And for them, it's like such a relief to know it's not going to take that much to change it.
Yep.
whether it's for your health. I check people for fertility. If you're trying to have a baby and having issues, if your body's not healthy, it's not going to happen.
That's right. You got to take that first step. And the first step is with you, Mary Jane.
And we're welcome to see you.
There you go. All right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you later. Mary Jane Mack Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
I'm such a baby, cause the dolphins make me cry.